as we continue to remember to live in the moment, the very moment God gives you. Each moment is precious. Each moment is precious because you're precious. See, so often we talk about wasting time. You ever do that? I got to kill some time. The older you get, the less that term comes to your mind. I got to kill some time. No, I don't want to kill any more time. Time is precious. And you and I need to live in the moment, utilizing your brief time right here on earth. Utilizing your brief time on earth. Now, you might think, when looking at us, you know, my pastor's getting old. Wait till you hear this scripture. And when you really see this and listen to this scripture, yeah, I'm right there at the door, folks. But listen to what God says about you and me. I've got to utilize the brief time that I have on earth. From the beginning, we know that our time on earth is brief. You can't handle very much more time. You got me? Have you noticed what life has done to you? Have you noticed what time has done to you? Have you noticed what your foolishness, the part that's caught up with you, has done to you? Do you notice that? And God blesses us by saying, don't worry, you're not going to have to put up with it long. Listen to the scripture. In Psalm 39, verses 4 through 5. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered. God knows the number. How fleeting my life is. You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. Now listen to this part. At best, each of us is but a breath. That's our time. That's our time that God has blessed us with to do something with on planet Earth. Don't worry. You're not going to have to hang in there too long. I'm not going to leave you in that mess too long. I have set a time for you to join me. As you know, a couple of years ago, I thought my time had come. Doctors thought my time had come. God said, your time hadn't come. Guess who was in charge of that one? Now listen to, there's another scriptures I want you to listen to. This is Psalm 90, verses 10 and 12. I don't think you have those printed, because David's going to put them up for you. But Psalms 90, verse 10 and verse 12. Here it is. 70 years are given to us. Some even will live to be 80. Huh? But even the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Do you think anything special, different has happened to you in your life? It hasn't. There's nothing different going on with you that's gone on with anybody else that has ever lived. There's going to be with pain and trouble. Soon, they disappear. I like this, Brother Honey. And we fly away. This is Old Testament. And the prophet's saying, we fly away. No, you are not going to be in that grave. You are flying away. You're going to be with the Lord. As a Christian, you'll never die. You're always going to be. It's just going to be a different place throughout eternity. Teach us, listen, to realize the brevity of life. Oh, it's so brief. So that we may grow in wisdom. Well, not too hard for me to figure it out. We're given 70 years. And by the grace of God, we're given 80. And by that extended grace of God, you're given a longer time to be a blessing to those around you. Why? We don't know. We don't know why God extends that time, but there's a purpose for your personality. So there's at no time do you have a right to give up on living. You have a purpose, God's purpose. And God says, but this is the span. It's like a breath to God. And he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll walk you through this life. After all, it's not long. And I noticed, I just celebrated in October, on October the 17th, my wife and secretary and everybody who knows me said, I'm the only person they know that celebrates his birthday all month. Well, you all are missing out if you're not doing that. You see, I turned 78. And when I'm studying on this scripture, I think, man, I only got 2 years left. 80. But you see, the whole focus of this is live in the moment. In the twinkling of an eye, life gives you an opportunity to serve Jesus. Jesus gives you the life. If I get 1 minute more, all the deathbeds that I would be around and listen to, only if I had have done this, only if I had have said this, only if I had reached out more. And having regret, getting ready to go over into the promised land, regretting what I didn't do. And yet we know through the word of God, God says, I'll give you another moment. How many wish they had taken that moment and used it wisely? The moment in time. Psalm 90, verse 12, teach us to make the most of our time. Teach us to make the most of our time. Make the most of what you've got. You're not promised the next second. God says, I want you to utilize the brief time I've given you. Get excited. You mean, I need to get excited over how old I'm getting? Yeah, you better believe. I'm proud of it. I see the battles of life. Don't you remember the battles in your life that you've had to go through? It's the same God that delivered you into this world that has walked you right through those battles in life, and you raise your head high. You lift your heart in pride of who Jesus is in your life, for it is his deliverance that has given you the strength to breathe. It is his grace that has overshadowed you as you went through the times of your stupid years, the foolishness of life. It is him always that is ready to say, once again, I'll set you up, Larry. And he dusts you off. put you right back up. And you know what he's always said to me? I love you just like you are. Do you know that's something I never had to worry about? Through my whole life, I have known that Jesus loved me. Whether anybody else did or not, Jesus loved me just like I am in any situation. And he says, now, and yeah, feel those arms around me. Get out there and do better. I'll give you the strength. I'll shine the light on the right path. How many times in our life have we reached up to turn the switch off and choose the wrong path? Satan's not that tricky that he can overshadow Jesus. And Jesus knows that you have it in your heart, the power to follow him. You just choose not to. The other path is easier. It's easier for me to preach the social gospel than it is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's going to be pain. There's going to be agony. There's ugliness in this world. There's ugly people in this world. Mean-hearted, vicious, vile. What I have witnessed in war and any other warrior had witnessed have told you that's pure evil. It's not of God. It's of the human race. And God says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to make the best of the time that I give you. God gave you this life and says, now I'll give you the strength to make someone else's life better. Do you know what it means for you to put your arm around someone who is broken? A child that's setting over off by themselves, and you can tell that they're lonely, they're broken inside. And God takes time out to touch you, to touch them. Do you realize what an honor that is? For you stand for God's word and God's love. Now, listen, the best use of our time is to love. You can't have a better use of your time than love. Choose love over hate. Choose the love that God has given to you. You've received it from God. God didn't want you to hang on to it. He wants you to give it away. He's given it to you so you would know what it feels like to feel love when those that were supposed to love you didn't. God says, I do. Now, you use the time I'm giving you in a short span on this earth. You use that time to love. 1 Corinthians 14, first part of verse 1. Let love be your highest goal. You know, it's easy to complain. I know it's easy because I hear everybody doing it all the time. It's easy to complain. It's easy to see the wrong in someone else. And many will look for the wrong so it'll make them feel better about who they are. Doesn't work. You see, God says, I've given you this life. Now follow my guidelines and you will be blessed in your life, and your life will be a blessing to someone else. Be a blessing to someone else. Step over the line that the world draws. to express the love of who Jesus is. Take the peace that he has given you and share it. Tell them, no matter what went on in their life, the situation, Jesus loves you. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Let them hear that love. Next, the best expression of our love is interaction. You know, I love you. To a person that is hungry, if you don't put bread in their hand, doesn't mean very much. To a person that is broken and God has given you the ability through words, through your presence with them, through a hug, through kindness, God has given you that ability and you don't use it, don't talk about love. Love is an expression of what is in you, the love of Christ, and you express it through action. Use it. Do love. 1 John 3:16. Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Express love. If a family needs help, help them. If you're helping people and you keep helping people and you keep helping people and you're getting aggravated because you don't think they appreciate it and they squander how you help them. How many times I've tried to say no and I end up helping again. You see, love goes deeper than, now your actions don't express that you're trying to do what's right for you or your family. And then you get to thinking, what about your own actions? Did they express the ability that God has given you? What you have to share, to help, to give? No, we want to straighten everybody out. As soon as you start thinking like I think, oh, Randy, here's the big one. Soon as you say, Jesus, like I say, Jesus, I'll help you. They ain't never going to help me. It ain't going to work. Because you understand that Jesus is real in your heart, Brother Randy. That's the problem now. We're wanting everyone to think like we think. See like we see. Do like we do. Everyone is not you. We're all independent, individual, created human beings. There's not two people that's ever been born that were exactly alike. And nobody thinks alike. I don't care what you say. Well, you know, my whole family sees it this way. No, they don't. Somebody lying to you in that family. They don't. You're not going to get everybody to agree. We're not supposed to. God created us as support for one another. If everybody thought alike, what's the need of even talking? Well, I know what you already think, because you think like me. Well, we talk, conversation with him, Brother Randy. That's life. And I'll have to say life is funny. And we, human beings, we are the most blessed of creation by God, and we're the strangest. We have a Lord that loves us, expressed his love for us on a cross, gave his whole life for us, has done everything for us, and we hesitate to tell someone else we say we love about this Christ who has shown us His love. What's wrong with us? You're a human being becoming closer to Christ in each step. And the Lord said, don't you worry. I'm not going to leave you down there that long. And when you read Scripture, you'll see that you're talking about now only the breath, the Scripture says. It's a breath for God. That's the span of our life. And God says, use it wisely, but use it with love. Not vindictive personality. Not to get back, but to give to. That's true love. Jesus has always given and given and given. Don't merely say it. Express it in your actions with one another. The best time to act on love is now. Well, you know, I'm going to show everybody how much I love them tomorrow. You might not care that much about them tomorrow. If the Lord has laid that spirit on your heart, that personality on your heart, you express it today. We're not promised tomorrow. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we cease to exist. Last night, multitudes died across the world. There's no number for it. Many had no idea that they were going to die. It was a surprise. God gave us a book. He said, read the book. You don't need to be surprised. I am a prize for you, not a surprise to you. I am your God. I love you the way you are. I have come to you. And my action was now. You see, with Jesus lives in you, and it's always now. Jesus isn't a past Savior. He's a present Savior. Jesus is present tense, always. Jesus is past tense, always. Jesus is future tense, always. But never will He ever leave you nor forsake you. He will always be present in your heart, in your life. Amen. And His future tense and past tense all tie together. Larry, you can't see up there, but I want you to know, I'll be with you. I already am. One day, He lets us know you will be carried in my presence by the angels I send and have sent to watch over your life. Oh, yes. All of us have angels that watch over us. You know, the joke has always been, I wonder how many the Lord had to assign to me. But the fact is, yes. One day you'll get to look back on your life and see the hand of God working in it. I already can. The older I get, that's a part of wisdom. That you look and see all the times that it was a miracle for your life, that you're here for a purpose, a reason. You may not have met that purpose yet. You might not know that purpose's name yet. You may not know that action's name, whatever action it is that you will do that will fulfill your whole calling here on earth in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You've expressed God's love to someone that has changed the life of multitudes. That's the blessing that God gives us. 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he says, in the time of my favor, actually, I hate to do this, but I will say it anyway, that the article "the" is not in the original text. The article "the" there. So let me read it and I'll drop the "the." That's put in scripture to help us understand it better. But for he says, in time of my favor, I heard you. It's not just the time of my favor. God's favor has always been on his creation. But in time of favor, my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I help you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. It's continual. Now's the time of God's favor. I'm waiting over here for God's favor. You're waiting for yourself. You're waiting for you to finally decide, I think I'll follow the Lord. It doesn't work that way. Today is the day of God's favor. The time. Now is the day of salvation. Now. It is. It's the time. It's God's time. My 70 to 80, I got 2 years left based on the 80-year promise. What are you all going to do if God decides to keep me here till I'm 100? God have mercy on you. Think of that. The blessings that only God can give. But he said your days are numbered. Here's the thing. He's the only one that knows the number. Man has no control over that. If I died every time somebody threatened to kill me, I'd have been dead years ago. You don't serve as a hostage negotiator, crisis intervention chaplain in prison, and all of that without making a few enemies. But I'm here by the grace of God. You're here by the grace of God. And all he's asked us to do is express his love for one another. That's the word of God. That's the truth of God. And it doesn't get better than that holy word truth of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come in your presence. Remind us, dear Lord God, through your wisdom placed in our heart, that we have a limited time and that you've blessed us with that limit. Father, you love us. Help us to tell the world about that love. And Father, I pray that you will touch the lives of so many that are in harm's way right now. Our young men and women, Father, that are in danger of the war, the Americans, all nationalities that are fighting for what is right, I pray, Father, that you will watch over, touch, lead and direct, protect, in Jesus' name, amen.